You're listening to Catholic Talk Radio in Chicago and the suburbs on Relevant Radio 820 AM.
Good morning. I'm Cardinal Francis George. For the next hour, the Archdiocese of Chicago will be hosting discussions on issues, people, and associations that touch our lives. Welcome to the Catholic Community of Faith.
And welcome to Life Talk. Good morning, everybody. I'm Mary Louise Curry, the Director of the Respect Life Office of the Archdiocese of Chicago. And for the next hour, we're going to be discussing issues that make a difference in your life. And friends, this morning we have a really exciting program with terrific guests. We're going to be sharing ways that you can make a difference. And this morning we're going to be focusing on parental notification. We're going to be giving an update on a bill in Illinois that would repeal the Parental Notice of Abortion Act, and we're going to be talking about that. We're going to have the testimony of a parent whose daughter was brought to an abortion clinic and underwent an abortion without her prior knowledge, and the devastation that this has brought to this family. We're going to be hearing the testimony of a mother who herself, when she was a teen, was coerced into an abortion, and why that was a damaging experience for her, and why now she, as a mother, is speaking out on behalf of Illinois mothers to promote parental notification. All this and more coming up on this program today, friends. And we're so blessed that you have joined us to listen in on this program. I want to wish all of you a happy Holy Week. We're going to be commemorating the Passion, Death, and Resurrection of Jesus. And tonight, many of you might be going to Triduum services, like ones at Holy Name Cathedral, for example, which are so very moving. Tomorrow, as you know, is Holy Thursday, when we'll be focusing on the great gift of the Eucharist that Christ left to us at the Last Supper, and also the institution of the priesthood, God's great gift to the Church. Then on Good Friday, our Lord's Passion and Death will be commemorated, and of course, that's a day of abstinence and fasting for Catholics. And then the Easter Vigil and Easter, celebrating the resurrection of Jesus. So praise God. What a blessed week this is, friends. Thank you for joining us in Holy Week. And so today we're talking about an existing law in Illinois, which is parental notification, and now a bill to repeal that law, HB 317, introduced by Representative John Fritchie. And to discuss this with us today, we are blessed to have in the studio, first of all, Bob Gilligan, who is a wonderful Executive Director of the Catholic Conference of Illinois. Bob is the voice of the Catholic Church in the state on matters dealing with legislation, and he does a great job with promoting the gospel of life in Springfield, protecting human life from conception to natural death. So, Bob, thanks for being with us on Life Talk today.
Oh, it's great to be here, and it's great to be on such a highly rated program.
Highly rated.
Ratings are through the roof.
Well, thank you. I didn't realize
welcome.
That Nielsen was giving us high ratings.
I think you're ahead of me in the poll ratings.
Well, it's great to have you in the studio. It's really a blessing. Now, Bob, could you kind of maybe give our listeners a little update, first of all? This HB 317 was introduced by Representative John Fritchie. You know, I doubted if this bill would even have traction because pretty much everybody feels that parents should be notified at least before their minor child has an abortion, as they are, for example, if, you know, the school nurse wants to give them an aspirin even. So, but yet there is a bill to repeal parental notification in Illinois, HB 317, and it seems to be gaining some traction. Can you tell us a little bit about this?
Yeah, it is. Mary Louise, it's in an, I think that the program today is very timely in that we're at a critical juncture in the legislative process with regard to this piece of legislation, because as you were alluding to, it was introduced back in January, and usually when the piece of legislation is just introduced, it's up to the sponsor to go and shop the bill around, if you will, to get co-sponsors. Mm-hmm. And as you mentioned earlier, the sponsor, Representative John Fritchie, who's here in Chicago on the northwest side of the city, and he was pretty successful in gaining, I don't know the exact number, but there's approximately 20 co-sponsors.
Wow.
Which is cause to be concerned. Mm-hmm. That's a cause to be concerned. The bill, as you indicated, it does repeal an existing law with regard to parental notification. The tricky part is there's so many technicalities with this. The law does not technically in effect yet, but we are optimistic that it will be so. Mm-hmm. Very soon, and we can go into that that later on if need be. But in essence, what we're doing here, this proposal, is it guts the notification required in a parental notification law. And the bill did receive a do-pass recommendation by the House, I believe it was the Human Services Committee, and I think that was sometime in February, and the vote was about 6-2, which to me indicates that I believe it's a 13-member committee.
Okay.
And that indicates to me that the bill has some support, but not overwhelming support, because I think when you see a vote total so low with accumulated votes, only 8 people of the 13 voted, that shows me that perhaps some people didn't happen to be in the room at the time the vote was taken. Mm-hmm. So the support is not overwhelming, but it's there, and it's cause to be concerned. And this show is timely because right now in the legislative process, they are on a break. They're on a 2-week break, the week of April 2nd, this week, and April 9th. The General Assembly is not in session. So legislators, state reps, are in their district offices if they're not on vacation or out of town, but they are in town. They're not in Springfield.
Mm-hmm.
And that provides us an advocacy opportunity because they're in their district offices, or they can be contacted in their district offices. And that one will